Do you think it would be possible for me to mention that it's Memorial Day weekend coming up more often than you've just been here for two and a half minutes? Yeah. How many times have I said
that's all we've talked about?
I can't wait. It's a 4-day weekend or whatever, a 7-day weekend.
I mean, it's really just a 3-day weekend.
It's a 106-day weekend.
You got your Saturday and then your Sunday and then your Monday.
I'm going to be here on Friday and Tuesday, that's for sure. I guarantee it. No doubt about it.
It is time to start.
Oh, I don't feel very good.
Wow, man. There's something in my throat. I don't know what it is. No, I'm fine.
Stomach issue. I might be able to come in tomorrow.
Yeah. The answer, if you want one, to calling in sick is, without being questioned by your boss, is I'm liquid from the neck down.
Yep.
Just, that's it.
Jed used to call it faucet fanny. And
hilarious.
Nobody asked anything
never,
more about
it. And they will never follow up on that. Although now you also have the COVID thing.
Yeah.
The big C, small C.
You know, I know people. I know a few people who actually are still getting it just for their first time now because everybody's letting their guard down.
Yep.
You know, Kurt St. Thomas, he's got a little movie coming out, DOA. It's going to be at the Los Feliz Theaters on Thursday in a couple of weeks with John Doe from X.
And, no kidding.
Matt Pinfield is in.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be a premiere at Los Feliz. But he just got COVID for his first time.
Wow.
Yeah, poor Kurt.
Give me five on today's show.
Yeah.
Five songs in a row with a theme.
You know, she's just ramping it up, man. She did one-word song titles. We did two. She did three-word song titles today.
So today we're doing song titles with four words?
Yeah.
All right.
That'll show her.
Right?
I don't know what that is.
And she's going to get to five, and we're going to go six,
then
and
it'll
then
be
we're
going
to run out.
Then it'll be eight.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Nine.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to let you give us our performance review.
It's that time of the year. Come on down to HR.
Head like a hole on the program today.
Head like a hole.
It's a dude that is drilling a hole in his head.
Black as just...
Really? Yeah. And a brand new motorcycle coming up. And
a new motorcycle! Da-da-da.
It is Tuesday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, we do the KLOS name game.
Now, what is this? I haven't heard about it.
This is the KLOS name game.
Don't know anything
about it.
It's
a contest where people guess.
Nope.
And if they get the name right, they win, in this case, $13,000.
Nope. I don't know anything about it.
Which is where we're topped out at right now. So it's 13 grand between now and 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Bow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Meow. I don't understand the reference.
Meow. This cat is going to win somebody some money.
Today's KLOS name game.
Yeah, at some point.
Is at $13,000. We'll tell you when to call.
Meow.
Between now and 4 o'clock. There is an inventor who has come up with a new way to power a motorcycle.
Oh, really?
How about that?
You mean as opposed to...
As opposed to gasoline. Yes.
Or electricity?
Or electricity, right. He has decided to... He's a creator of types.
Right.
And he's decided a way to finally find a way to power a motorcycle without using gasoline or electricity.
Maybe actual gas from a human.
No.
That's my guess.
That is incorrect. That's a good guess,
I think
though.
I could really power a motorcycle.
Well, from electricity to vegetable oil, people have found different ways to power their vehicles.
But a Bloomington man has a new one. He's built a motorcycle that runs on beer.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's a motorcycle that runs on beer.
Officer, it's just my fuel, man.
It's not me.
It's, you know, it's 12-pack fuel. Right on.
Maury Glover shows us how the man has invented a unique way to blow off some steam.
The people who know me, they always kind of expect something a little bit different from me that comes out of the shop.
Over the years, Kai Michelson has made everything from a rocket-powered toilet.
A rocker?
What?
A rocket-powered toilet.
And wait, there's a sound effect of the rocket-powered toilet? That's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't... How do you...
You know, you're...
How does a rocket-powered toilet work?
You're afraid of, like, something like a snake coming out of the toilet.
Right.
With this, I'm afraid of something going into the toilet.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
I don't want to know.
But they just throw it out like it's nothing.
Yeah, you know, rocket-powered toilet.
Sure.
Jet-powered coffee pot.
I'm sorry, what?
Jet-powered coffee pot.
How much coffee do you need?
A lot.
But his latest creation is making a different kind of buzz.
One thing about this motorcycle is definitely different. And I like to be really creative, do things that other people have never done in the past.
Michelson has built what he believes is the world's first beer-powered motorcycle in his garage in Bloomington.
But it doesn't run on domestic beer.
The
only
problem is that you're wasting beer. In my mind, that's the problem. Like, I really? I need to use my beer for that? I'd rather drink it.
Michelson says instead of a gas engine, the bike has a 14-gallon keg with a heating coil inside.
Yeah.
So when he pours beer into the keg, the liquid heats up to 300 degrees.
Start a fire in 3, 2, 1.
And when it goes...
That does not sound safe.
No, it does not.
You're going to sit on that when it yes. just made that noise?
Yes. Yes.
Goes off the nozzles in the back, the beer turns into superheated steam, which provides enough thrust to move the bike forward.
All right, now, so it's steam powered.
Because you're not able to see it, it looks like steam powered, but it's like a rocket. It literally shoots.
Because it has alcohol in it.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Beer slash whatever it is, yeah. steam.
Hops.
Out the back.
Delicious.
So hops. You could destroy somebody with this motorcycle if you drove past them.
So like if you're standing back there and you're going to catch the beer, you know, as it comes shooting out, that would be very dangerous because it'll blow your head off.
It's probably going to be a little too hot.
The price of gas it's getting up there. I don't drink. I'm a non-drinker, so I can't think of anything better than to use it for fuel.
Give it to us!
Yeah, you go to hell. There are other people who like drinking beer.
Michelson says he hasn't taken his homemade motorcycle out on the road just yet, but he has entered it into a few local car shows where it has won first place.
God, it's a beer guy. Ah, stupid beer guy. Remember when he did the toilet thing?
You better give him the first place or we're going to hear about it all summer, just like last year.
And while the Rocket Man, as he is nicknamed, has traded horsepower for hops power.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
He believes his motorcycle could reach speeds up to 150 miles per hour.
Well, he really believes. Safe. He doesn't know yet because he hasn't tried it. What? Hey, I believe mine will go 1,000 miles an hour. That's just what I believe. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's about time for performance reviews here, which is an odd thing.
Because in radio, it's people who don't fit anywhere else. We
right.
can't get
We're
another
job. We're here because
job.
We couldn't exist elsewhere.
Nope. Nothing we do fits the norm. So when they ever say at a radio station, all right, it's time for performance
reviews.
Come in and sit down and we'll go over some stuff.
This is the category of knowledge of job skills.
Okay.
Shows ability to learn and apply new skills.
Ask me some questions, dude. I need to pass this time.
Do you require minimum supervision?
Do I require? I require maximum supervision. I'm going to be off in the corner smoking out and drinking.
Do you understand the roles and responsibilities that have been given to you?
I'm not sure what that question means.
Same.
Like coming in here and going, hey, dude, like it's Friday. Woo! I yes. understand how to do that.
You do understand that.
I do.
Oh, that's a thumbs
that's
up.
That's a plus. Yes.
Quality or quantity of work. Do you look for ways to improve quality? That's a hard no.
See, now, when you started asking that question, I thought you were going to say, do you look for ways to jump out, to you know, cut out of work and not do everything?
That's, right.
I would have been a hard yes.
Meets required deadlines. You're not terrible at that.
Eh.
You're not terrible at that. I mean, I think that's what we're going to give you is I'm not terrible at that.
Do you have a
customer answer? Service skills?
Oh, no, I'm not very good at that.
Ask questions to identify needs.
No. Well, like, what are you talking about, man? You mean like that? Wait, I have a couple. I got to ask you this because I love this
right.
question. What personal strengths, Kevin, help you do your job effectively?
What personal strength? I don't do my job effectively. I think it would be, honestly, I think if I had to answer that honestly, I would say looking like a fool doesn't bother me.
Right. You celebrate it.
Yes.
Right.
That would be
yes.
my actual answer to
yes.
that question.
Yes.
Customer service skills.
Yeah, like what? I was terrible when I worked.
Quickly responds to help requests.
No.
Displays ability to work as a team.
Well, all right. You know what? That almost is.
Take
but
it easy.
You are the only human on the planet. I've never worked with anybody before in
right.
a studio. So you're the only human on the planet I think I could get along with because I'm such an ass.
Yeah, but I think it's just if that's one person, I think you fail.
Well, this is what I expect. This is what I...
Attendance gives notice for time off.
We're going to need another week
Shows
off.
Shows up for work on time. Oops.
You do get here 8 seconds before we go on.
And I so did for
good.
30 years at the other place.
That's right. That's,
I
you
just,
got it down.
I couldn't
you got that down.
Quite. Sometimes I wasn't, but most of the time, just barely.
Let me ask you a question, Kevin.
All right,
what
yes.
skills do you have that you believe we could use more effectively?
What skills do I have that
we
could use more
could
effectively?
Exploit more, I mean, use more effectively. You know what? We want to hear about your job performance.
Banging?
We're going to go live with it. We're going to go live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you know, like people out there.
You got a job performance that maybe wasn't glowing. What have you been told that was bad as an employee?
Yeah.
What's by like your employer?
Worst, weirdest questions or like you failed because.
Maybe you didn't dress properly. Yeah. Somebody had to pull you into the office and say, this is where you fall short.
I know someone, Kat. Yes. At the other station, answered one of these, and she just filled out the little letter that they wrote at the end of the movie Breakfast Club. You see us this way, and this is, and she that was her answer, and that's what she gave to management every year.
Hilarious.
Which is why she's not there anymore.
So you had a performance review, and what has been a complaint about you by management?
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
By the way, we just played a couple from Black Crowes. They are, of course, going out on the monumental 40-date North American tour, the Peace Out Tour with these guys, Aerosmith. So about a block of Aerosmith now would be nice. Before we start this, Kevin,
yes.
I think that you can agree that I'm not usually an ass kisser. I generally, in fact, can't really ever. I don't have any problem with this place. I mean, it's one of the few times in radio for the last 20-plus years where management is awesome. It's like, I don't know what it's like.
Now you're kissing ass. All of a sudden, you start kissing ass right now.
Well, they don't suck. That's kind of nice. They don't call you out on weird things that don't make any sense.
Will they be mad at me for putting a sign in the lobby?
Did you? What'd you put?
When you get off the elevator, it's so unbelievably bright.
They painted it. I think it was the building, though. But they painted it, and it's like it's blindingly
bright. It is blindingly bright. So I said, it's pretty dim in here. Can we turn it up? I just put it on a piece of paper.
Did you? This is what we do. This is why we get in trouble. Middle of the night, I used to work at a radio station. I'd go around board and I'd go to the locks on people's desks, and I would set 666 on all the locks. They had a meltdown. I never thought that it would even anyone would even notice.
Who cares? Yeah, right.
But this is what you do in radio. This is what we're like.
So we're talking about performance reviews. You had a bad one?
I was a restaurant manager for years, and it's like almost every single evaluation I got was, you know, with customer service. Excellent, excels at customer service.
Good.
And works well with others. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Oh, so really? You could put up with the paying customers, but the fellows you had to work with, you're like, I can't deal with
you. That's the whole thing. Yeah. That's where my money is coming from.
Right.
And one year I had a new supervisor that came in, and on a customer service, he gave me a satisfactory instead of the excellent, because he said I spent too much time talking to the customer.
What?
Come on. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what brings people back.
And not enough time in the office doing my office work. And I said, well, I look at it this way. My money's made out there. I count it in here. So I'd rather make money doing it.
There you go.
And I'm sure he was happy with that answer.
No, he wasn't. Only job I was ever fired from.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
it. Thanks for
calling, dude. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Performance review?
Yeah. So at a certain amusement park over in Anaheim, I worked there for a good period of time as a trainer on attractions, and we would have to actually hold assessments of the new employees coming in to run the attraction.
Right.
After one of the assessments, my manager pulled me aside and said, hey, so you're doing your tests are too hard. We just want to make sure that they could do the bare minimum in order for them to come and do this attraction.
Oh, so you were being too critical of the employees.
You wanted them to do a good job, a great job.
Right.
Right. I wanted to make sure that they understood the safety and to operate it. And they were like, no, we just want you to do the bare minimum.
Hilarious.
It's too hard.
Hilarious.
I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds kind of good, though. Okay. I want to do the bare minimum. Always. Right. Even if people die.
Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS,
hello.
Hey there. Hey. I can tell you that during job reviews, I was the only one out of 400 employees who noticed they had screwed up the forms that they sent out to everyone in the company, and everybody was getting a form that was for the step above. 90% of the company was confused as to, that's not really my job, I don't really think I do that, and they couldn't answer these questions.
Wow.
So I sent back to HR, and I said, hey, you got the wrong
title.
This
is the wrong form.
Maybe they were looking to fire everybody.
Well, that's what we all thought.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. You know, raging paranoia in the workplace is very common now.
Did they appreciate your ability to look at details and figure that out?
Well, at the moment that happened, we were getting our reviews, and the company, we all knew the company was being taken over. I got a spot raise on top of a spot raise for that.
Wow.
I helped them stop the ship from hitting the iceberg.
Nice.
What it did... What it didn't help me with was the one a-hole who stuck around in the company.
Mm-hmm.
When we got into the new company, fired me first day. And then I heard through the grapevine, he was the one who screwed up the farm.
Of course.
Hilarious.
There you go.
Everyone else told her.
Yep. There you go.
The farms are wrong. He says, nope, I've got it right.
I love it.
Wait a minute. This guy can see that I'm a jerk and a loser and a moron. Better get rid of him.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. That's perfect. 818-955-KLOS.
You had a bad performance review at work. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Bad job performance reviews.
Oh, I thought we were calling in for the cat name.
The cat?
Nope. Pay attention, people. As a listener, you are subpar. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes. We're talking about bad performance reviews.
That guy just got one.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to give you an excellent job performance review.
You mean us?
Yes.
Wow, that's weird. I don't know how to handle that.
I wonder if our bosses would take your word for it.
Yeah, who's your friend that called in?
Wink, wink.
Fly Like an Eagle, that's four words in the title. The next song has four words in the title. It's sort of a preview of what's coming up. Song titles with four words.
What's coming up?
You know, the little gimme... How dare you? My name's Doug. Why do you ask?
Give me five.
No, four. Four. No, give me four. Four!
It's actually five songs.
No. Oh, songs.
The titles have four words in them.
Oh, it's so confusing.
Numbers are difficult.
I see. Yeah, they are, man.
Each song needs to have a four-word title.
And if you got anything, 818-955-KLOS, or you can do like Mariah did and hit us up. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. She came up with this one. Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar.
That was for Brian, who wanted to hear Over, Under, Sideways, Down, the Yardbirds.
I know that Matt Pinfield, a fan of that song as well. If you're Matt's got Stuart Copeland joining him this Sunday.
That's pretty great.
That's going to be 8 o'clock on his new and approved show. It's songs with four words in the title. We got one from Eddie in Burbank, Genesis, Turn It On Again. Bam, Trish, check you out. Nice one. Joe Satriani, Surfing with the Alien. That has four words in the title. Good one. Nice request.
It is Give Me Five, and the theme is songs with four words in the title. You have one of those?
Yes. We would like Sammy Hagar. I can't drive 55.
Did you see me just now counting on my fingers if that was four?
That's I did, yes.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, my math in my head says that that's right, so yes.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Give Me Five is five songs in a row with a theme. Eight Talk About Love is for Candace. Sherman Oaks.
All right, here you go.
Hey, that's a song title with four words.
That's true. That's a fact.
Requested by Greg Steiner, Running Down a Dream.
He's got around to playing it now.
Man drilled a hole in his own skull to stay high all the time.
Dun, dun, dun. Wow, what?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Talk to me, freaky.
A lot of people do things to get high.
Sure.
There's cough syrup. There's toad venom. Yeah. A lot of different things like that. This is a guy named Joe Mellon, believe it or not.
Joe Mellon.
Psychedelic melon? Adventurer. He's a pioneer of experiments with LSD in the UK.
Okay. Oh, so what, going back to the 60s?
Yep.
Okay.
1967, it's called trepanation or trepanning. I'm not sure. It's considered to be one of the oldest surgical procedures known to human. And apparently it took him three tries.
So this is something that goes back to Egyptian times or something. Drilling into heads.
Into your skull.
Yeah, they used to do all sorts of funky stuff. But wasn't to get high back in Egypt?
I don't know. Okay. He says, in 1967, at that time, I was broke, and I certainly couldn't afford an electric drill.
Oh, no.
So I bought a hand...
No, you did not, dude.
...trepan from a surgical instrument shop.
Well, at least you didn't steal it.
It's a bit like a corkscrew, really, but with a ring of teeth at the bottom.
I'm picturing it. Picturing point, Walter Bishop.
There's a like point in the middle which makes an impression on the skull.
Okay.
And then you turn it until the teeth cut into the skull.
Now, so he was doing this to himself?
Yes.
He didn't have help?
Yes.
Okay.
It was difficult. It was like trying to uncork a bottle of wine from the inside.
Yeah, and especially because your own brain is saying, stop, stop, stop.
He made a second attempt a year later using the same method.
Well, it didn't work at all the first time.
What?
So let's do it again.
Finally, he tried it with a power drill. Here's another guy describing exactly how the power drill works.
I decided that I did want the permanent method of increasing my brain blood volume, known as trepanation. And I began studying the operative procedure and gathering together the instruments that I would need to be able to do this on myself.
Well, I'm sorry. What, is this like, is he putting in a port so they can just pour the LSD into this
hole
in his brain?
They never really described how that's supposed to make you high.
Like, yeah.
Because does he keep LSD, like a constant stream of it?
Or is it just because part of his brain is missing now? He feels high. And I mean, I don't think that's the case.
Okay, you ask for help. Man, yeah, somebody else doing.
Look, I
know. Why are you doing it to yourself?
Maybe it was the 60s. People were nicer. But certainly, you can find someone that's willing to drill into your head. Hey, I'd like someone to drill into my head. Like three people stand up immediately.
That's a little scary.
I used the electric-powered flexible shaft drill to do my operation, which I hung up above my head in a comfortable position so that I could reach up.
Hold on a
second.
So I
mean, he hung the drill.
Comfortable, right. I'm picturing this.
He hung the drill from the ceiling.
And then got a nice comfy chair.
Yes.
So that he would be comfortable while he drills into his brain.
Yes, that's correct.
And hold that drill bit handle comfortably and also look into a mirror.
Which, by the way, doesn't that make it backwards? Like,
yes.
Isn't there some type
of... You need to look into a mirror, like
yes.
Two mirrors. Then you'd be seeing...
This seems like a rough way to take care
of
your skull.
Last time that I tried to drill into my skull, I did have the two mirrors.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I made a T-shaped incision.
Mm-hmm. Dang, T-shaped? Not just one hole.
Right.
He's going for a T.
Right here on my forehead.
Oh, did you... Is this video?
Like, just above
it?
His...
Is there a scar?
I didn't see a scar on this guy, no.
Yeah.
No.
Horizontal and then a vertical. Mm-hmm. I went ahead using the sequence of drill bits, a pilot drill, a larger, faster cutting drill through the first layer of bone into the spongy inner bone.
Wow.
And then as I got through to the bottom of that, I shifted to a much smaller, blunter drill.
All to get high.
You can get high without doing that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you are
drilling in your head,
where you can just pop something, shoot something, snort something, and that's not enough, you've gone too far.
Agreed.
Shut it down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What do you have for us now, young Kevin?
The Nextdoor app.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Are you on that?
I love it.
Nextdoor app is it's like a social app.
It was a really good way
for
to
neighborhoods.
Figure out why there's a helicopter circling grandma's
right.
house down the block, make
right.
sure everything's cool, but now it's turned into, you're the worst piece of crap that's ever lived!
Right.
Sort of thing.
So this one starts, my chia pet has escaped. I don't know
chia,
how it happened.
Chia.
He's not much of a runner, and I live in a third floor apartment, so how he got down all those stairs is beyond me.
Someone pushed him.
He has no collar. And has not had any shots. I'm really worried about him. He's been an inside pet all his life.
Sure, yeah.
And will just not be able to make it in the outside world. He's very approachable and doesn't scare easy, so it won't be hard to catch him. And he does not bite. Answers to the name Curly.
Curly. Oh, my God. I hope some people are out. Oh, look for your pet.
Oh, I think that guy was joking. Right?
It's hard to tell these days.
You hope
Who
that
knows?
He is?
He thought moving on his own.
Here's another one from Nextdoor app update. There was a sandwich in my mailbox this morning.
Oh, sweet.
It was just sitting in there with no wrapper and a bite taken out of it.
Bonus food.
Gross. There was a note stapled to the bread.
Stapled?
That said, Jenny, John sucks. I have no idea what that means.
Who Jenny or John are.
Right. Can you imagine finding that in your mailbox?
I'll teach them. I'm going to take a bite out of the sandwich and staple my note to it. I'll teach them.
Hello, neighbors. This one begins. I've recently moved into a new home. However, there is a naked man that lives nearby who continues to shave his back and armpits on his porch.
Nearby? What are you, like, four houses down?
Doesn't say.
Got your binoculars out?
He only says nearby.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing. And then he says, but I'm terrified of the sun, so I can't confront him. Please help me. Thanks.
Terrified of the S-U-N or yes. S-O-N?
No,
S-U-N.
U-N.
So he can't go out. They can't, whoever it is.
I guess.
Hey, dude, get in your house and do that.
That's a weird mixture to have. Yeah. Is a naked neighbor and the inability to
He's a vampire. Talk to him. Clearly a vampire.
No, that's true. Anybody know of any reasonable one-bedroom apartments or small house to rent?
Nope.
I'm trying to help my son find a place so he doesn't move back in with me. Please, Jesus, just this one time.
That is true passion.
We have a crow that keeps bringing dead lizards to our pool to eat and leaving a mess. We've tried a fake owl statue and floating objects in the pool, but nothing seems to work. Any suggestions on how to keep the pests away? And somebody responds, you're turning down a free lizard in this economy?
There you go.
And finally, I found a worm in my garden today and was wondering if there was any worm sanctuary in the area.
Oh, my God.
Put it back, the first guy says. Well, there's a worm. Where there's a worm, there's healthy soil. And then another guy says, don't corner it. They've been known to go for the throat. Vicious buggers, worms.
This is why I love this app right here.
That is a Nextdoor app weekend update. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. A guy created a motorcycle that runs on beer. What a waste of perfectly good beer.
That's why I have it here, Ossiferous, so I can pour it into my tank.
A dude wanted to stay high continuously and drilled a hole in his skull.
Did you hear that?
To accomplish that.
That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, it's up to $13,000.
Good luck.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
That's one of them as they appeared on the album Twofers. Couple Furs. Couple from the Cars from the 1978 unbelievably good album. So let's give away money, shall we?
We should, yes.
Yeah. The name game.
We're at $13,000 where we're stuck.
Yeah.
A lot of people are wondering how high this would go. Well, this time it's 13 grand.
Well, it's like all these huge amounts of cash we've already given away, and now we're at 13, and we got to move on to Disneyland. We have Disneyland stuff to give away. So.
But first, we got to get this winner. So that's 818-955. KLOS is the phone number. We'll take caller 13, and you can play the KLOS name game.
I don't know, man. I feel this is it. I feel we're going to really give away the cash now. Do you feel it?
Grand, yes.
Yeah. Yep. So let's play it.
The name game.
The name game.
A game of names, yes. Baby. It's not a throne, mind you.
For $13,000 and tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip concert, KLOS, who's this?
Brian.
Brian?
Brian, you're caller 13.
Are you kidding me?
No. We are not. You're caller 13. That means you get to play the KLOS name game, and we are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
Brian, the last couple of guesses, one of them was Minx Cat, which is pretty much akin to kitty cat, and Kale Manny, K-H-A-O-M-A-N-E-E. Both were wrong. What do you think it is?
I know this hasn't been guessed. Hopefully, Siberian tiger.
Siberian tiger. Siberian tiger is?
Yeah. Ah! Come on!
Stupid tiger. But that's all right because it's all the way up to 13 grand next
hour.
Whoa,
it's going to be $13,000 next hour? Wow.
The name game.
Ah! This money
for caller 13 818-955-KLOS. You could play the KLOS name game and you could win 13 grand.
Be caller 13. You get all that if you can play our game and navigate it success. First, we got to give away some cash.
The name game.
That crazy name game.
It's so wacky. I'll tell you.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Rodney.
You are caller 13.
Woohoo, I got this.
All right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
Rodney, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Siberian tiger. Don't be frightened, Rodney. It's okay. It was just a guess. And the other one is Minx cat, which is interesting. So, Rodney, what do you think it is for $13,000 plus tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip?
Is it American Curl? Curl.
American
U-R-L.
C-U-R-C-R-U-L.
Krull?
Curl.
With curl. Curl.
Okay. U R L. U R L. Okay.
Curl.
That is?
Yes.
Not incorrect.
Right. Oh, my.
Sorry. Wow, you were really confident in that one. I like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
All right. Thank you for playing.
I haven't heard a guess.
I haven't heard that guess
no,
either.
No, I haven't either. Yeah, and thank you for doing that. All right. So next hour, between 5 and 6, the jackpot will now be sitting at
$13,000 still.
$13,000. Tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip.
We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Oh, speaking of playing.
The name game. Let's do it.
All right. And then let's play the game. Oh, sorry.
KLOS, who's this?
No, it's Brandon.
Brandon, you're caller 13, man.
Yeah.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And I should tell you, before you make some wild, off-the-cuff guess, the last couple of guesses were American Curl and Siberian Tiger. Rawr. And those were incorrect. So what do you think it is?
Maine Coon.
I'm sorry, what?
He said Maine Coon.
Maine Coon is?
Ben guessed a bunch and?
Incorrect.
So, tomorrow morning, you know the drill by now. You know the drill.
$13,000 and tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip.
Yeah. We're about to conduct some job performances. And I'm wondering if Brandon at H&M Body Shop has had a job performance review recently.
If so, it better be great.
Because he's always listening to KLOS. He's got the radio on at H&M Body Shop listening to KLOS. And we want to thank you, Brandon. Thank you for doing that. If you're listening at work, and visit 955KLOS.com/work. You might actually get a shout-out and some free junk. Snip, snip. Metallica's Tell It Sleeps video was released on this day in rock in 1996 after they had their ears lowered. It was the first time the band had shown up in a video with their new hair dids. Paul Simon was the first recipient of the U.S. Library of Congress Gershwin Award for a performer whose lifetime contributions exemplify the standard of excellence associated with the Gershwins on this day in rock in 2007.